Dan, I think
that's cute.
Respectfully, I think that maybe what's happening is that, Dan, I think maybe your idea of what women find hot
is
Brock Lesnar.
Randy Orton shirtless in jeans walking away from a burning house.
Lime, duh.
Let's do it again, baby.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect the wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host.
There's a lot of beef out here.
The host who with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling and future three-time Comedians of Wrestling champion, Dirt Black, a.k.a. Dunsky Black Amora.
Someone you idolize.
A.K.A. Papa Oat Milk, A.K.A. the Modern Day Goof and Spoof, Raja.
Shut your hole.
Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, gabba gabba wee,
gabba gabba wee,
yeah,
gabba,
ooh, gabba, yeah, gabba gabba wee, yeah, oh yeah.
Shock the system.
We're madness? No idea.
I don't think you said Donnie Mahalo.
We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy, muy, caliente wrestling reactions. We are, wow. We're getting close to the showcase of the immortals, the showcase of the vaccinated. I mean, none of these guys are vaccinated. Let's be real. WrestleMania is upon us in 8 days or something from now. It feels odd, which we'll get into. It feels very odd. This is an odd mania. Somehow this mania, to me, I would argue, feels weirder than going into last year's somehow. I don't know why. Maybe that's just me. Is that true?
Yes.
Hello, you agreeing?
I agree.
I didn't introduce you yet, though, so please be quiet. Even though I asked you a question, okay? Now, before we get into all this, we have so much to talk about. Many would argue too much to talk about. Let's let you know this podcast is brought to you by our Patreon. This podcast is independent. We're independent artists. We work harder than any other fucking professional wrestling podcast out there to bring you the coolest, best, least lame content. And all we're asking for is a couple bucks. I know for some of you it's a little too many bucks, but on patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Right now, limited time, the brand new sticker, the art by Angela Zhang. It's my face with Sting paint on it based on the new Cow Podcast art. You can get that. I have like not a lot of them left. So sign up for Patreon. You'll get that plus all of our back stickers. Sign up at any Patreon level. Plus you get access to our Discord. But more importantly, what you'll get is a huge announcement here today is that if you sign up to be a patron, you know we have this Cow Podcast Championship coming up. All right, too low.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Okay, you know we have this Cow Podcast Championship match coming up. That's why I'm in Hawaii. I'm currently getting my ass kicked in this King of Iron Fist tournament in Hawaii. And the Cow Podcast title match that whoever wins this tournament will get, it will be held on
Hotel Echo Jesus. Romeo Oscar Shapiro.
Okay.
Come on, bro. Come on. You're going to start promoting my event? You didn't even want to have Cowmania 3. You tried to stop Cowmania 3, but you couldn't because you knew what was best for business. If anyone's going to tell these people about the biggest match of WrestleMania weekend, it's going to be me, their champion. So thanks for the setup, but here's the details. As you guys know, you've been following.
Can I introduce you at least? For the
they know who
listeners?
The fuck it is. They know who it is.
All right,
I am
a wrestling champion, fellow Hawaiian like myself. Jason,
you're not
Shapiro.
Hawaiian. You're not a Hawaiian.
You're not Hawaiian either. We're both in Hawaii. We're both equally Hawaiian.
You're a fucking tourist, bro. And by the way, I'm glad you're here.
You've been here for what? 3 months?
Over 3 months. Well, here's the thing. It's not just about how long you've been here. It's about how deeply ingrained you are in the culture. Okay, I'm rolling with the Ever Beach Bad Boys. I'm embraced by the elders. I've been named the state bird of Hawaii honorarily. I am a man of the people. I don't even care what flavor that is, so no one asks.
What flavor is it? What?
Who gives a shit?
Fuck okay? your face.
It's limed up. By the way, I'm staying here in the LaCroix Hotel. Here,
which
in
is a dump,
Waikiki.
By the way. It's the biggest joke in Waikiki. Look, so, you know what? Let me reset. I'm coming a little too hot here. I'm a little bit agitated. Okay, I'm sorry. That's not the sort of energy I want to project here. I'm
Are
glad.
Are you apologizing to me for real?
I am, Dan. Look, Dan, you're my best friend. I love you. Okay. I'm glad you're in Hawaii. I'm glad you get to see my homeland and you can see what it's like out here. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
We grew up together in Long Island, New York, bro. Calling Hawaii your homeland, it's hard to let slide.
It's my adopted homeland. I'm wearing a lei right now. What more do you want? Okay? I'm Hawaiian now.
To someone.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay. I'm a local. I'm a resident. I'm a resident. You're a tourist. Okay. But let's get past it. I'm just here for business. That's it. No, I'm not here to fight. I'm not here to fuck around. Okay. Cowmania 3. Thank God we're bringing Cowmania back, by the way. Okay. When I took this title off you, Dan, it wasn't malicious. It wasn't because I don't love you. It's because I knew that the fans needed a champion they could get behind. It's because I knew that Cowmania 2 getting scrapped by COVID was a terrible thing to happen to the podcast. And all I wanted is because I knew you were in a kind of a slump here. I knew you weren't doing much. And I said, you know what? A man of the people's got to rise up and take matters into his own hands. So I got the belt. I became the champion. I've been a pretty fucking good champion, I think. I mean, The Rock did regram my promo on his Instagram and 400,000 people saw this podcast. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, I'm bringing Cowmania 3 back. Okay. I'm not taking time off. Cowmania happens every year at WrestleMania under my watch as champion. Okay. Didn't happen under yours, happened under mine. So guys, this is the news. Night one, WrestleMania, April 10th, in the CowZoom Thunderdome. So before WrestleMania night one kicks off, we will have a match for the Comedians of Wrestling Championship live in the CowZoom Thunderdome. Fuck the kickoff. It's during the kickoff. There's no matches during the kickoff. We don't need it. So we're bringing you the biggest match of WrestleMania weekend during the kickoff show, night one of WrestleMania, before WrestleMania starts, April 10th, Cowmania 3. It will be me, the reigning, defending, undisputed Comedians of Wrestling champion, against an opponent to be determined, against an opponent who will be the winner of the King of Iron Fist Hawaii. All right, my tournament has been in full effect. I've got the toughest people on the island fighting for a spot. Take me on at Cowmania 3.
Including
whoever,
me.
Dan Black is in the King of Iron Fist tournament. Dan Black's been doing really good in the King of Iron Fist tournament. I'm really
what'd
excited.
What'd you think of that stutter on your guy the other day?
Look,
it was posted on the @COW podcast on the Twitter. I posted on @DanBlackAttack on my personal Instagram as well. You could see I was working on. What do you think of that? The out of nowhere stunner?
God, look, Dan, I was there, man. I saw it. It was a great stunner. It was a great Hail Mary. Out of nowhere, you were getting your ass kicked for 5 straight minutes by my monster, who I found in a Bane prison, masked man, faceless man, jacked up dude. Look, people lose sometimes. No one's undefeated. Even Lesnar got pinned sometimes. So look, you pinned my monster, or you didn't pin. The tournament doesn't work like that. But you beat my monster. Great stunner. Probably is not something you could bank on happening to PB if you make it that far. By the way, we stopped showing PB matches. PB's been destroying everybody. He's a submissions expert. I don't care what happens in this tournament. I guarantee I'm facing PB at Cowmania 3.
Well, I'll let you know, I went to a couple, in disguise, went to a couple PB matches myself.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's no fucking joke. I've never seen a guy who, he's won every single match that I've seen by submission.
Yeah,
every single
he's fight. Killing people. He's like Ronda Rousey in her prime, like just breaking arms, breaking necks, crushing tracheas. Look, it doesn't matter. By the way, I know your next match, Dan, in the quarterfinal, I mean, to get to the semis, to get to PB, is against Full Metal Freedom, a guy who, look, he looks pretty tough, too. I don't really like his fucking attitude. I don't think he has enough respect for the title, but I don't need him to fucking agree with me.
What'd you guys think of Full Metal Freedom? You guys saw the cut of this guy's jib?
Potential to be one of my guys. I kind of like his integrity and how he fucking just told Jebs to fuck off, you know?
He didn't tell me to fuck off. He said he doesn't take orders from me, which is fine. That's his mistake.
Yeah.
All right? He should take orders.
Yeah. And his mullet screams metal, so.
Yeah, it sounds like you were trying to cage Full Metal Freedom, but yeah, Full Metal Freedom, I like this guy. I'm excited to fight him. Be the first guy I can fight that I know is kind of just looking to have a scrap. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, Dan, look, here's the thing. You're my best friend. I'm rooting for you. I just don't feel great about it. I think Full Metal Freedom is going to be a tough opponent for you. you know, like I said, maybe me and him don't see eye to eye. I don't need this denim clad doofus to do my bidding. He's going to either win or not. Probably going to win. If you happen to somehow beat this fucking tough guy, then you got PB in the finals and you're not beating PB. The point, look, here's what you guys don't understand. I'm the hardest worker on the Zoom. Okay. You're out here training at your matches. You're posting. I don't have time because me and Sal, my bra, we're also producing Calmania 3. I'm looking at venues. I'm looking at caterers. I'm looking at getting sanctioned. I need to get the venue in order. Thank God we found a venue finally. Like, you're out here. The matches are all you're thinking about. I'm planning a whole broadcast live stream. I need camera ops. I need insurance for the production. I'm the hardest worker on the Zoom. You guys hate me. Some of you hate me. You don't like my ad. Here's the thing. No one is working harder for you guys to bring Calmania 3 back to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. I know in my heart that I'm doing the right thing by all you guys. So we found a venue. I was looking at Aloha Stadium. That was a potential venue. Okay. I was looking at doing it at Pearl Harbor, the Pearl Harbor Memorial Coliseum. Didn't want to do it there. I felt it might be in poor taste. So we decided we landed on beautiful venue, the Pohakapuna Beach Club. Gorgeous venue. Beautiful. Right by the beach. You could follow them at Pohakapuna Beach Club on Instagram just to see how gorgeous this place is. Now, look, it's in Eva Beach. I should mention it happens to be in Eva Beach.
Okay.
But the thing is this. It's the best venue we found because it's got the perfect lighting. It's got the perfect, you know, it's right this in the right area.
All with a crew called this the Eva Beach Bad Boys, and that's where it's being held, bro.
It has this fucking
listen,
guy,
bro,
man.
It's nothing you can do. Yeah, yeah, the fix.
I'm just saying, look, you guys, first of all, none of you
no one's gonna
live
check
in Hawaii.
Wristbands for a blade.
You guys don't know shit about Hawaii. I live here. I'm a resident. And I'm telling you.
I know some shit about Hawaii. I've been here. I've bled here, man. Yeah. All right. Has your blood seeped from the hard concrete into the sewers of the place?
Yeah, I cut my balls shaving the other day. A little blood hit the floor. What do you want from me? Okay. What do you think? Some tough guy because you're squeaking by my tournament. You're not gonna win.
I'm smelling some fear on you, bro.
There's not. You think I'm afraid of you, Dan?
You're getting worked up.
You think I'm afraid of you?
Because you know that tomorrow I face on Thursday, April 1st, baby, April Fool's Day, baby. The only fool is gonna be you when I take down Full Metal Freedom. Okay.
You're not afraid. You. All right. Let me run some facts real quick. Couple facts. One. There's no way you're taking down Full Metal Freedom. The guy's like twice your fucking size. He's a legit badass.
And what about the fucking mask guy? What about your guy, dude? You went to a prison camp.
Shut the fuck up. All right, you're not taking out Freedom. You're certainly not getting past PB. If by some act of God you happen to take out PB, which will not happen, then yeah, you get to Calmania 3. You're
going
to have to fight. You're
going
to have to fight at the Pohakapuna Beach Club in Eva fucking Beach. Okay, Hawaii is my turf, buddy. Let me tell you something. You have no idea how in touch with this land I've become. You joke I've only been here for 3 months. I am vibing out here, man. I am catching every sunset. I'm drinking the salt water. I'm eating the dirt from the ground. The fucking majesty and the mana of Hawaii is coursing through my veins, and I am activated, and I am powerful. And if you I'm worried for you if you make it to Calmania 3, because I will come down upon you with the gust of 1,000 winds. I will hit you with the surf power of millions of tons of Hawaiian water pressure. The force of the Pacific will crash upon you. I will break you like a surfboard. I will break you like a surfboard in the reef, my man.
Whoa.
You will not stand a chance because you have no idea what I'm working with out here.
Mahalo, bro, man. This is
Mahalo to you. Look,
you're getting
I gotta
fucking
go.
Worked up. Mahalo, bro. Let me tell you, Monday, April 5th, I'll be facing PB in the finals, whether you like it or fucking not, man. Once I get through Full Metal Freedom, April 1st, you guys, everyone keep track of it. At COW Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, they'll be showing you all the action, and that'll be Monday. Will be the go home show to you versus me, baby. Okay. Whether you like it or not, at Calmania 3, April 10th, during the kickoff show of WrestleMania 37, baby.
I do bring it up. I can't wait to fucking bash your skull in on fucking I hope it's you, Dan.
Try it,
I hope it's you. I will fucking end you. This podcast, thought I was helping the podcast. If you fight me at Calmania, podcast over. You can be in a fucking Oahu hospital for the rest of your goddamn life like a fucking vegetable, okay? If you'll excuse me, I gotta go charge up my fucking batteries, bro. I'm gonna go to the North Shore, gonna hit Bonsai Pipeline or Sunset Beach and vibe the fuck out like a man of the land that I am. I gotta go. I got better things to do than hang out on a fucking podcast all day. Peace out.
No, don't go.
Wow. Oh, all right, guys. God. I just want to apologize to all the listeners here at Cave to hear us talk about WrestleMania. We will. I have notes. I have some thoughts about this Bobby Lashley. I had some thoughts about how truly terrible Raw was.
Who pissed in his cereal?
I mean, I have a lot to talk about. I promise you, this is a pro wrestling podcast. I apologize. But I just want to quickly summarize what we just heard right there. By the way, I'm getting under that guy's skin, baby. I'm getting under this guy's skin. So I'm
collecting checks, baby. Collecting those rent checks, baby. That's right.
Oh, man.
Man, rattled.
But here's what I'll say, and we can tie this into wrestling now we've said everything here, is that into what's going on with actual WrestleMania. Looking at this WrestleMania and this card, and we'll talk about all these matches and all the buildups here and just really what a mess it really is. And there are some glimpses of what's right in here. But if I can make it, and I believe that I can, to this Cal Championship match, April 10th, during the kickoff of WrestleMania, into Calmania 3, I guarantee I'll put I'll just guarantee it. I don't even say I'm going to try. I'm going to say I guarantee that me versus Shebs will steal the show WrestleMania weekend. Yeah. The match people will be talking about will be me versus Shebs when I beat the crap out of this fucking jabroni faux Hawaiian.
There's no denying it.
Anyway, should we ring the... I mean, I don't have the actual bell here because I'm in Hawaii, but guys, we ring the bell. I'm sorry. Let me just introduce you guys so we can kind of reset here.
I'm what we're here for. Here.
Yeah. I'll say
you
this.
You need to stop apologizing, Dan.
Yeah, stop fucking apologizing.
You have to start there.
I know. But you guys have to sit through there. That. I feel bad for the listeners who have to put up with this fucking scumbag like Jason. It's just some things have to be handled, and that's going to be happening sometimes on Cow Time on here on the podcast. So, anyway, you heard her. The First Lady, Erin Finerty, in the house.
What up?
He's here. He's a nasty, nasty, no seller of questions, Mr. Nasty Neumann-Hagen. What up?
How about it? No questions. No questions, please.
All right. And the Marketect, the Super Mark, Mr. Nick Tulo.
5:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your boy, Tiptoe with Tulo.
All right. I'm going to ring the bell. What is up? And let's get into it. Now, okay. I want to start a little outside of the ring quick just to talk about this. Just to remind people that if you don't know this, your WWE Network's going to stop working soon. And if you don't know. And Peacock will now be like Fastlane, but WrestleMania will be on Peacock. Now, interesting thing about Peacock, curious how you guys feel about this. They're now combing through the archives of WWE, and they are getting rid of offensive material. Now, I've already been watching The Office, which I told you guys, and they had a couple things they covered up. They covered up there's like a drawing of a dick that they bleeped out.
In The Office?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, that's network TV to begin with, so I guess it was okay for prime time, but not for Peacock.
I mean, yeah, they put like a little black circle over it, right? Oh. Yeah, Peacock. Huh. Absolutely. They put a little P over the cock, folks. And, I mean, I really, really hate this. I really hate this so much.
Work cut out for them.
Well, I mean, first off, all you're going to end up doing is just deleting generations of wrestling,
yeah,
right? Like,
exactly.
You're going to delete so much footage in there. Why can't we just put advisory thing, meaning like, hey, this, you know?
Yeah, like they did before the Muppet Show on Disney Plus. Like, this is a different era, folks.
Now we're losing. I want to have access to everything. Like, I can watch stuff and know it's not. I'm not gonna watch it. What is the end game here? Everything has to be. I don't know what we're doing here. I want to talk about Mania, but I don't know. Neumann, where are you at on this?
I think that when studios and things like that start to like remove content, it is sort of like different than sort of like a genuine sort of desire.
I'm offended. It's a liability.
Not to like hurt people for no reason, right? Like that's one thing. But when like companies like this do it, it's for brownie points. It's for woke points. It's performative. It's, you know, oh, we have to clean this up, otherwise we're going to get canceled. And it has nothing to do with like an actual altruistic desire to not hurt people for no reason. it just comes more from this is the move we have to do. So it's disingenuous at best.
Well, yeah, and this is like wrestling content. It's not like, you know, someone right. wearing blackface from 3 years ago on a sitcom or something like that. It's like,
right. it's X-Pac wearing product. Blackface from 12 years ago.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's just different, I think, because you know what you're getting. It's wrestling. It's no right. secret that this was there. So I'm cool with slapping some sort of warning over it. Like if you had, you know,
but yeah, it's just don't censor it all the way. Don't censor wrestling. Wrestling has a past. Wrestling is what it is. Like, right. And also, if I'm paying Peacock for the archives of WWE, I want the archives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a pretty extreme view on this stuff. I'm not into, like, I don't know. I start equating this with, like, with burning books and shit. I don't like it. I think there's a fine line between this stuff. I think this stuff is slippery slope. And I know someone will disagree with me, but like as a comedian, as someone who gets on stage and you're like, you're trying to take risks and creatively and you're trying to be in touch with the times, start going backwards and applying everything. This is a mess in the making. I especially hate it for pro wrestling because wrestling is, you're going to get rid of so much stuff, you know, and it's not like we can't find it either. So maybe that'll be someone's argument for it, but I don't know. And also, isn't like seeing things that are bad some kind of like a reminder of like, you know, I've seen old episodes of television show where you're just like, you see it and you go, wow, you couldn't make this now. And then you think about it, like seeing it like puts it in your face. You think, you don't like all of a sudden magically, let's be realistic, you don't like all of a sudden just go, oh, that those times never happened. I don't know.
Right.
Crazy. Anyway, whatever.
What you're saying is that creators and entertainers need to seize the means of production. Right?
So you're saying that they need to get away from these studios, be more independent?
Right. They need to seize the means of production.
Well, I mean, we're headed in this really interesting direction where a lot of creators are just going off the grid, making their stuff, and then are not there. I don't know. Oh, did I miss a joke? Phil's writing me a note that I missed a joke. Anyway, all right, whatever.
People out there got it. You don't have to get it.
It's fine. I'm just leaving it in, and I'm not even going to try. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm a little fucking... I've been literally getting my head pummeled in. You see what I'm up against right now. Anyway, all right, and I want to just talk about this build to Mania. I don't even know where to begin, but here's where I'm starting. I would like to talk about Daniel Bryan being added to this match at WrestleMania, because now it's official. I would like to say it is now official. Now, I would like to point out the good in this situation, okay? Yeah. Because I have a lot of bad to say. And the good in this situation is that the math of Daniel Bryan being added to this match is good math, okay?
Steiner math?
What?
Steiner math.
Steiner math is bad math.
Mean, it starts off as good math. He kind of starts, you know, and then he goes down, and then it's bad math. But technically, it is about a triple threat, so it does have a little bit to do with Steiner math, but... Yeah.
Right. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying. And you're like, so it's good math. He won the Elimination Chamber, then Roman beat him in that bullshit way, and then he tapped out Roman. Like, that's all a good reason to add Daniel Bryan to the match.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I would disagree with that statement.
Well, let's think about this in terms of if the base reality of pro wrestling is sports, right?
Uh-huh.
And you win the Elimination Chamber, which is a huge deal, right? Yeah. And then... you have your title shot, and it's a bullshit title shot. And then you tap that guy out in another match where he schmazes it up. You could see how someone like Adam Pearce would be like, this is wrong. Now, remember he offered, he's like, if the eye for an eye of this scenario, this writing I liked, I'm saying, is that an eye for an eye scenario there. Pearce was like, I'll give you a match right after. That's what happened with Roman. But he's like, is that too wrong, make a right there? Like, is that what you want? So he had to... Like, that's what everything Adam Pearce does is pretty good, to be honest. He's pretty good, right? Yeah. So I'm just saying the math is good. You don't think the math's good still?
I think you can argue it the other way, where I think it's been said by Edge's and Jey Uso even, is that you keep having your chances and you keep coming back. Like, you lost. Like, it doesn't matter. Stone Cold won the Royal Rumble. I just watched it last night. Won the Royal Rumble because the refs didn't see him touch the ground because they were distracted by everything else. So he went back in and threw everybody out. Just because Roman taps doesn't mean that earns you a shot back into the match. Like, you know, the refs didn't see it. The ref was out. You didn't win the match. You lost. You know, you didn't win the match. You lost the match.
It's true.
Well,
okay, so you're talking about this application of stuff not seen by a ref.
Right.
Inconsistent.
I don't know if the plan is for them to try and get me to care about wanting Daniel Bryan in this match, but it's making me hate him more that he's weaseling his way in. And because Edge is doing a really incredible job of making that known. You know?
Edge is one of the best. I just want to say
I'm blown away by what he's doing.
If you're not an Edge head, you know, if you kind of missed Edge, you're now seeing a glimpse of what made him so good. The guy oozes machismo and oozes wrestling. He doesn't ooze machismo at all. But
he just brings so much logic into storyline.
I want to take one step back because you just conflated my 2 points. That's okay. But so I'm saying is that yes. So I think the math's good, but math is not everything, baby.
No,
the feels are all off here. Mm-hmm. The feels couldn't be less good, and Daniel Bryan is reeking of a heel here, and they're trying to pretend. First off, Daniel Bryan doesn't work in any capacity without a crowd. That's my theory on Daniel Bryan. Is because if you don't have people going like this, you know, he starts looking like a guy who's a lot smaller than the other
dude. We'll find out very soon.
In the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm a Daniel Bryan mark, and I said during that Fastlane match, Daniel Bryan like constantly re-wins me over. It's kind of amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. Did anyone want Daniel Bryan in this match? I mean, is there any? I read an article. Someone was like, "This is what?
Yeah,
Skeeds.
Skeeds.
Yeah, Skeeta. It was on Skeeta's. Was that what Skeeds?
Sports Skeeta.
I think it's Cage Side Seats because sometimes, like, if I watch SmackDown on Friday, I think there's like 3 or 4 of them that I'll look at. But like, someone was like, "Oh, Daniel Bryan being added to this is really good," and then they. And I was like, I there's no way that you're watching this and feeling that. Like, we're all watching the same program. There's no way you're this feels good.
Bro.
Like, Edge won the fucking Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Bro, you know?
Wrestling fans feel all types of wrong ways about things, and they feel it in their bones that they're correct. We'll get to it, but like the Fiend and like Alexa stuff, every time WWE posts something on socials, there's people who are like, and this boring storyline. And it's like there are people who just have a fucking alternate reality that they operate
in. Well, and I don't even think that people actually feel the way that they say that they feel. You know what I mean? Because it's just impossible. People just say stuff.
Well, sometimes it comes from the fact that wrestling is kind of stupid, right? Like, I love wrestling in all its stupidity. Like, you know, I find it glorious. But sometimes you're like mad at wrestling for not being better, and sometimes it's just like, hey, this is just what wrestling is. Like, yo, relax. And we watch too much of it. That's one of the big problems, that we watch too much. You know,
right? So much. I watch it all.
But I'll never ever understand why Vince just didn't tell a great Roman Edge story. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why those two, it felt like they barely even looked at each other. Right?
Yeah. Right. It's just, it doesn't feel, the feels are off, like you said. And like, adding a third person to a match of this level just never makes it better. Just
triple
like threats, cheapens the
for
whole
Mania.
Thing.
Yeah, like The Rock always said, he's like, Mania should always be one-on-ones for the title. Like
shenanigans.
Yeah, but and that being said, listen, there's some great triple threats and whatnot. But if you think about the story we're telling here, the story or the roles here is that this is Daniel Bryan going in WrestleMania 30 style, right? As like the babyface he's not at all a sympathetic character in that way anymore. He's an extremely privileged top guy who gets the microphone for 30 minutes at a time. And it's just kind of not believable that he's like been wronged and the good guy. And now Edge is heel, Roman is heel, and Daniel Bryan is the anchored babyface of this match. No one thinks, how could you think that's good? Now, here is the good there. Is that, for me, heel Edge is the only Edge. Like he belongs heel. Like you get glimpses of him when he does his whole "I pull my hair out" routine. You know, and you saw him at the end of SmackDown. It's fine. But we're like a week and a half before Mania, and we're turning him heel. We're killing the Hurt Business. Like, well, I just don't understand why it consistently and continuously gets sloppier and sloppier. Why storytelling takes a back seat. And it's not like because of some injury that changed stuff up or some contractual stuff. We can accept those couple, but it's every single match, really. It all is slapped together and changed around, and then every booking is Band-Aid booking, you know?
I will say this in regards to that is on Monday nights, Elevation is on now, and I'm able to watch that while I watch Raw, and it was not even close to how much better Elevation was on a YouTube channel than what Monday Night Raw is. And I think what's happening with a show like Monday Night Raw, especially, is it's exposed as just not being a good program. And it honestly doesn't make any sense because all the talent's there. The stories are there. It can just easily be done. And they just refuse to advance. And I think and guess what? After Mania, there's going to be a draft, I'm sure. And it's all going to get shuffled up again. And it's going to just be the same things over and over again. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. It like NXT is the bright spot in all of this now because it just feels better. It feels like a better show. SmackDown's good, but like, I don't know. I was just mad. I you know me. I'm the supermarket. I don't get that mad. You know when things. But like that Raw pissed me off. Like I was upset. Like
well, so like a couple things they're doing here is like they're. Their goal is to just make Drew look stronger. Like, we get it. He's strong. I don't even need Drew to look stronger anymore. I need to, like, care about the guy. Bro. Like, I need to feel for the fucking dude.
There's a bounty on him to, like, if you take him out, you get a title match against Bobby Lashley. And no one wanted to take him out. Like, Braun Strowman was like, nah, I have this thing with Shane at WrestleMania. I'd rather do that. Than to try and
Strowman
take you
looked
out.
Like an idiot there.
He's throwing everybody around. So essentially, there's like, what, three good wrestlers in? Like, why wouldn't The Fiend take out Drew McIntyre there and get a title? Like, I just don't understand.
Well, all right, Tula,
that
let's slow
logic.
Down. Let's slow down for a second because all good points, but let's slow down for a second because I want to go through it all. So anyway, the Daniel Bryan thing. Roman looks awesome. I mean, I'm still hoping Edge wins this match. Daniel Bryan will wrestle. That match will be awesome. I just want to point this out before people go like this. Mm-hmm. That triple threat will be sick. But and we're not going to be going into this match being like, oh, man, with the feels. Now, the last time I went into a main event with no feels that like blew my mind was Seth Rollins cashing. That match no one gave two shits about when was Roman Lesnar 1, you know? And then Roman Lesnar 2. Jesus Christ, I was at that. That was what's it called? Fuck, why am I blanking? Jesus, I'm
Orlando?
No,
Orlando?
Where's I really I'm getting a hit, man. You could tell. I'm getting beat up here.
Be careful.
New Orleans. And it was in New Orleans, and that was the match where Brock won and everyone just gasped because of the positive Reigns was winning that match.
Yeah.
That was so great. And that's when Brock threw the title at Vince. Remember?
Oh, shit. That's right. Backstage. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the only thing I was thinking. All right. Yeah. So anyway, I think this match will be dope. Daniel Bryan. I mean, I'm like grossed out by Daniel Bryan as a guy right now. I'm like, dude, this guy. If anyone could sympathize with a dude coming back, and I know it's not him, though I hear he has a lot of input on creative, you know, is that I know it's not totally him, and you don't say no when someone says, I'm going to put you in the main event of WrestleMania when you're 40 years old, right? Mm-hmm. You don't say no, but, like, Edge worked his fucking ass off for this match, man, right?
Well, I mean, that's the story, right? Right. Like, that's how you should feel. The way you're feeling right now is how you should feel about this triple threat. I feel the same way you do, you know? And I'm not mad at this story. Right. And what I've said also is that, like, this is really good for that match is because you don't have to worry about Edge trying to go 20 minutes on his own against Roman. Like, now you sprinkle in DB. Guys are rolling out of the ring. They're getting their spots. They're getting their things. So overall, the match is going to be great. The story's great. It's just like, I feel like you said, I think the main thing that's looming over is like, why didn't we get Edge Roman? Like, did we need to go this route? As good as it is, and as much as I'm enjoying it, and I know how they're having me feel the way I should about each one of these characters, did we need to go this route? I don't think we did, you know?
Yeah, I don't think so either, but it's like a thesis, I think that you could, the only argument is that the story will, the match will be a more exciting match because WWE nails triple threats. We know that. Triple threats are really good for WWE style of camera work.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. Speaking of who knows what's going to happen, I'm going to move over to Drew for a second. I had this thought that maybe Drew was going to be taken out by Brock.
I thought that too.
Right? And there was going to be, because Brock Lashley, now we're talking.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Right? Like, if you put Brock, and I saw a picture. Did you guys see the picture of Brock? He's like mentoring. He's mentoring the best wrestler in the country. Oh,
the guy Parker Bordeaux? Or the guy that just signed?
No. He's mentoring like the top Mizzou, whatever. Like, I forget where he went. Like the top talent there. Like, it's this like 20-year-old kid standing next to Brock, and Brock looks incredible right now. Let's just say he's been juicing his face off.
Hey, don't rule it out, man. Don't rule it out.
He's juiced his face off. He was wearing like leggings, you know, like Under Armour leggings. He looked fucking awesome. Brock is magic.
I gotta see this.
Honestly, wouldn't that be a good story to tell? That like, oh, like Drew's out. Like
it's barely a story, but it would get.
And Brock just comes back and look what you did, man. You tried getting Drew taken out, and you got the worst thing imaginable.
But that's where you go triple threat.
It's that's fucking Godzilla versus King Kong, man.
That's where you make it a triple threat. If it's the beef triple threats are
right.
fun.
And bring Drew back last second. Like, he's ready to go. Like, he's injured, but he got the fucking sign off from the doc to go.
So anyway, those, and then so, yeah, I mean, Alberto Carrillo is, this guy's working his ass off getting jacked up. He's terrified of Drew. Matt Riddle, I'll say, I have a lot to say about Matt Riddle. What did I do here? I fucked up the Zoom. All right. I messed up my Zoom. PCs, guys. I hate PCs. I also hate Macs, by the way. I just wanted to let you know. All right. Okay. Now. Oh, and then I like how they went into that Ricochet match, though. I thought that was a cool moment for Ricochet. And, you know.
It just made no sense, though.
No, but Ricochet is cool.
No, I get that. But, like, it made no sense. Like, if the thing is to, like, take guys out, why would someone step up to the plate like Ricochet in a match? Like,
the problem
beating
him
is not gonna do anything.
No, I agree.
It's not beat him in the match.
The problem with Drew is that he's being written awesome as opposed to just being awesome. So, like, it's like, oh, I'm going to go around. Everyone's going to be scared of me. That's cool. As opposed to, like think about how, as wrestling fans, how fucking predictable we are. If Drew went out there and had a match where he was bleeding his whole face, Britt Baker style, you'd be like, Drew's the man, right? But instead, what he does is says, it. That's the pick.
Oh, my God. He's
looking
gigantic.
Super juicy.
Yo, he's coming. He is coming back.
Yeah, you
Mania.
Need to see the video.
He'll show up at Mania. That looks like a man that's ready to show up at Mania.
Yo, what if... Yo, wait, guys. What if...
He is like 6 feet wide.
Yeah, he's,
in real life.
He's unbelievable. He's such a gorgeous guy. And by gorgeous, no woman
gorgeous.
Would call him gorgeous. Not one.
You know, Fox, you know, Fox wants Brock.
Yo, is there a, like... I mean, if it's like Brock versus Drew, and then, like, the match starts, Drew versus Lashley... And then the match starts, and Brock just shows up and F5s both of them, and then they're like, "What do we do? What are we supposed to do here? Like, that'd be fucking awesome, right?"
Yeah,
I think Brock. Any way Brock gets involved in WrestleMania is a good thing right now.
Yeah,
and like, if it's
so
in
bad.
The triple threat on right. SmackDown, maybe he shows up. Maybe Roman wins the title, and he shows up to fucking. Maybe Edge wins the title. Yo, imagine if Edge wins the title and the first guy that comes out to face him is fucking Brock.
You think you know me.
Finally.
Edge is going to win the title. He's going to he's going to make SmackDown so fun. Edge is a great time. Now he's going to be a bad guy. He's a great time. Okay. So, anyway, it's a bad sign when you're talking about people last minute joining a match that's already booked, right? But I mean, like, can we talk about Bobby Lashley for a second? He just stinks. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, he kind of stinks. Like, I mean, I'm cool with him being the champion because, you know, my rules, like, there's always room for these Jack guys. He's put in the time. It's just, like, not a fun way to think about the champ, though, that, like, he's Jack and put in the time. Like, that's my thought on him, is that he didn't have any moment. He didn't have one moment of, like, nothing close to, like, a Becky moment. Like, nothing. Like, that's Mac's great moment. But he had nothing close to a moment where we talked about him on the show. Like, that was pretty cool. Like, you know,
well,
I mean?
I would say him being the Miz on Raw was a pretty big moment. I mean,
no, but I mean, he needs a moment. He needs a personal moment like the Miz, where he has that moment on, like, Talking Smack, where we see like a real fire in him. That's the kind of moment
they
needs.
unsuccessfully did that with him. Remember, when it was like he was going crazy, and like MVP was like, "What the fuck is going on?" Like a couple weeks ago, and then it was like, "Oh, we haven't seen it." And then that's when they did the whole thing with him getting the title. I mean, the worst thing that they did was take the Hurt Business away from him. I will not understand that. I'm like baffled that they took the titles off these guys. If they all went into Mania with the gold, Lashley looks way cooler. MVP, this whole thing makes way more sense. And they just cut the legs out from underneath the Hurt Business at the worst possible time ever.
Well, yep. Yeah, I mean, it's because they're desperate, right? So they're like they're
what
like,
does
oh,
that even
it,
mean?
They're desperate. They're desperate to get Drew and Lashley over. They can feel the lack of heat. So they're like, oh, if Drew beats up the whole locker room, and then Lashley beats up all his guys, like, he's menacing, and Drew is powerful. And it's like, no, that's just not how wrestling fans work. We need to feel something. And that comes from work shoot. It comes from feeling, like, earned moments. Now, Drew, I do think, earned his title run. Like, Drew is an earned champion. Like, Drew had those matches. He had that cage match with Ziggler. Like, he had some moments where we were like, yo, Drew, and then his being fired, coming back, and like, Drew's had he's had these moments. He's had genuine moments on the microphone where you feel he's, like, a good guy. I told you, Drew's always been hurt by having no crowd. His whole title run, he had no crowd, so he didn't really get to connect with them. So I feel that. But, like, with this thing with Lashley, it's like, I can't believe he's going to be. Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. I don't know.
Proof is in the pudding. That's probably starting off night one. All right, guys. Like,
I think night
set the tone
one,
of Mania.
Sasha and I always want to say Malia. I mean, I always want
to
say Sasha.
I'd love to see that
match. Sasha and Malia. It's Sasha and Malia, the
top
team.
That's a main event.
Yeah,
man.
And Barack Lesnar.
Oh, my God. You can't.
Barack Lesnar.
You're going to let those two wrestle in Tampa? Anyway. Now, Sasha and. What's her name? Bianca. Sasha and Bianca.
Sasha and Malia.
I know, my brain just keeps going there now.
Wow, we know your brain.
Sasha and Bianca
right
should main event night one of WrestleMania, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'll be honest, I don't think they've particularly earned it either through their booking as well. I like the match, but also their feud has been kind of odd to me. Like, it's the only thing, like, Bianca cut a great promo on SmackDown. I really liked it. I think she has a lot of potential, but it's been a lot of, like, I slap you, you slap me. I've not really felt any heat between the two of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you guys disagree?
Yeah, but it's not their fault.
I agree.
We knew it. You said it, Dan. You're like, you weren't sure if you believed that they could get there, right? And they did. They threw every literal obstacles. Like, they actually put Bianca through an obstacle course. Like, they threw put literal obstacles in their way. Wow, what flavor is that, by the way?
Lime.
Thank you. I will always ask that question and never curse at you or say fuck.
I really do appreciate that. That was nice. That was kind. Kindest thing I've heard all day.
Literal obstacles. Then they got the tag team thing involved. Reginald, Carmella. They've done everything in their power to do this, and it's so wild what is happening, because they're just doing that and they just brought it right to Raw for Rhea and Asuka. Like, I don't know what happened over the course of since October or yeah. whatever it is.
They're trying to get heat for Rhea. And like WWE right now feels like weirdly like Vince is getting like soft in his old age.
Is he losing his fucking
and
mind?
And he's like,
he's
already lost his mind. But that's not what I'm saying. Is that like in his old age, it feels like he's turned WrestleMania every year more and more into this like everyone
like
gets a participation trophy event. And now it's two nights where it's like, all right. And then it's like, well, we could just have Nia and Shayna, who've done nothing to gain any heat for an entire year except for, say, my hole. We could just write them off TV like they do to great talents like Aleister Black and Andrade, right? Do that to them. And then have Rhea and Asuka have their own fucking feud. Like, why not have the two people who are going to wrestle each other just stand in a ring and look at each other and hit each other? I mean, right? I don't know.
Here's the kicker. Shayna just lost to Naomi. And she comes strutting out saying, I'm challenging you to a fight next week. In what world? The women's tag team titles aren't even booked for Mania. And those are the only titles that have mattered, like, or have told the story since Rumble. Like, it's...
I mean, Tulo's being this negative, it must be terrible, right?
It's
right.
So fucking bad. It's like, I'm so blown away by how much they're fumbling this. And the problem I know and what's settling in my head is that we're just set up for failure again. It's not going to change. It's going to be the same thing again. The draft is going to happen. They're going to fuck up everything good that's happening on SmackDown. It's going to be chaos.
Well, luckily,
Cal 83,
I believe, will steal the show. Once I fucking win this game,
here's the thing.
Tournament. And thank God we'll have a great...
Like, Mania's going to be good. I mean, there's really good matches on that card. Like, I just can't believe that all this build-up with Sammy and Kevin has come down to a three-week reconciliation build before Mania.
Well, like Mania... Like, listen, yeah. Mania will be good despite itself, right? That's not what we're striving for. Like, you know, for example... Like Shane and Braun, right? We'll get into that segment in a second. But Shane and Braun are going to be in a cage. Shane's probably going to take a fun fall, and that'll be like, that was fun. But I would, right? You'll be like, oh, that was nuts. You know, like that's going to be nuts. And frankly, I don't want this guy taking any falls. This guy needs to be retired, you know? But they do. Instead, you could just tell some really cool stories, which we would care more about. Now, all right. I mean, I want to just move on to, we can talk about, let's talk about Shane Braun. I just was trying to lighten it up a little bit. I think this is the thing I have to say the most negative shit about. So maybe let's just go deeper
listen,
into the valley.
Yeah. We're in the fucking, the caboose of the fucking stupid express going into Mania. Right. And we're hanging out for dear fucking life. All right. And fucking choo-choo sounds are happening.
Nick ranks train cars in order from front to back. So the caboose is the worst place to be.
we're at the end, man. We're just hanging on for dear life. Like
engine car, best place.
We're caboose. Full throttle on the stupid express. Just, you know what, wherever they're going to take us, I guess we're going to go, you know, like, it's wild, man.
This was beyond embarrassing for me. As a fan of wrestling, as someone who puts some of my reputation on the line for this thing that I love, and to think that someone might have been like, I'm going to check out Raw because it's Mania season, and that they turned on this segment, and they'll never watch wrestling again, it's just terrible. It's mind-blowing that people – it's mind-blowing that this got through any kind of writing staff. It's mind-blowing that even a writer that people – if Vince is approving this and you're standing there, you don't go, Vince, it's fine, fire me, but don't do this. I mean, like, you know, like,
please,
I might not be able
this.
To handle this. Literally – Shane couldn't even sell a Braun. I mean, he couldn't even sell that. Not to mention, it's making fun of people with like speech impediments, and the whole thing is making fun of people who are slow. Now you could say stupid, but essentially, he's taking out shaming his report card. Like it's not even like in line with the PG era of wrestling. It's like bully behavior, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's. Not that I'm offended by it. Who could be offended by such stupidity? I mean, Braun, they show his report card. His name was Braun when he was a kid.
Oh, my okay. God.
Yeah.
Can you read the comments? I want to know what
they
say.
I mean, I can definitely read you
yeah, Aaron, give
little
us a recap
bronze
of,
report card.
Yeah, let's go through it. Do we know what age he was with this report?
Well, it was fifth grade. So
everybody
I
hop
think
on
you're
board.
About, like, 10. Yeah, yeah everyone
so his
on
his name
this...
was Braun Strowman. He had his nipples yeah. pierced. He's in
and
fifth
his
grade.
Mom, who the parent who signed the signature, is Mrs. Strowman. Okay.
Mrs. Strowman. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not from a broken home. Good
and
to know.
You'll also yeah, note yeah. visual. Oh, yeah. There's a sticker on mm-hmm. the report card that says "needs improvement."
And okay. it's a little peeled. It even has
yo,
a little effect.
Yeah,
right?
yeah it's texturized.
I just want to give one thing of context uh-huh. here, which is that, like, keep in mind how Braun was booked this night.
Yeah, his night remember
was,
that.
This had to send him steaming. This had to get him like, you're like, oh, how dare you show my report card from fifth grade? Like, that would get me as an actor so yeah. mad. So worked up. And then it got him so mad to the point that he turned down a title shot at WrestleMania.
From the yo, guy bro. Yo, bro. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo. He literally stood up and said, nah, I got to take care of this stuff with Shane. He called
I
me
can't
stupid.
Handle both. Yeah. I'm 7 feet tall bro. In my prime. I can't handle both things right
who-
now.
Gives a fuck about Shane and this man's life in front of you, and you get a title shot at WrestleMania.
This is so bad.
What the fuck this are you so doing? Is,
all right, Aaron, let's proceed.
Okay.
With, I want to hear Braun Strowman's
so
fifth grade
this
report
is a
card.
Very classic looking report oh, card. You yeah. may remember this from fifth grade. It only has four grades on it. Okay. It's about yeah. the size of an index card. So subject number one, social studies, grade D-.
Wow.
Comments.
Oh, wow.
Braun is a disruptive influence on those around him, often instigating fights with his peers.
Like, how do you not
that
write
that seems
something
like a behavioral comment. What does that have yeah. to do
this
with
is
what
in,
social
studies.
In social
you know,
studies?
In social studies, because when you're in the fifth grade, you go from class to class to class, I guess. You're yeah. not just
you
in
also
one room.
Learn social studies.
Yeah, so
grade.
Those are
I
your
did.
Social studies comments, okay? In math, Braun also received a D-. Comments? Braun has displayed a lack of basic problem-solving skills. I would suggest Braun Strowman, full name, be held back a year. Totally normal.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
And
how about
in English, he got a D, so not a D minus,
okay,
a step up.
Okay.
Teacher says Braun has fallen behind his classmates. Summer school may be necessary. And then the gym teacher had no comments and gave him a D plus. So
wait,
that,
he couldn't
that
get
I
an
find
a in gym.
That he should have gotten an A in gym.
It's a, yeah, a D plus. I don't know how
why
you
even
get
gym?
I have a question. Did anybody get a letter grade for gym? I thought it was like participates, doesn't participate.
No, not in Braun school. They get, it was very strict.
He only has yeah. social studies, math, English, and gym. And this is a fifth grader taking an English class. We've all heard of that.
Yep.
So, you know, it all adds up. It's, pretty standard report card.
It's
baby
it's,
Braun.
It's just fucking pathetic, this writing. It is disgusting. It is insult to the concept of television entertainment. Mm-hmm. This was so lazy, so bad. It just
who is that for?
It's so infuriating.
Like, who is that for?
You know who it's for.
Who? Kids?
I mean, Braun Strowman now, when he runs around the ring, it goes chugga chugga.
It's yeah. for, it's because WWE
he turned him
is,
into a train.
Is, we should start like taking a hit of a vape. Yeah, hit a vape and like blow the smoke out of the side of his mouth.
And oh. he's like, and they like everybody.
All aboard!
And like everybody like that is anybody who can comment on that was like, yo, I can't believe they play train noises. And like everybody's talking about it. And they were like, fuck it, let's bring it back again. And they did it again.
I didn't even notice the first time. This week I noticed it. I must have my sound out.
It was even worse the first time, dude.
How did a fifth grade Braun Strowman get a D-plus in gym?
Were you getting grades in fifth grade?
No, I don't remember.
Check minus, check plus, right?
Yeah, I don't know either. I think we might have gotten grades. But...
All right, let's move away from this segment, and I'm going to try to mention something
with
that's
pleasure.
Not as bad. All right, I'll try to get some positives in here, okay? Which is it's not my fucking job to make this stuff positive, by the way. but I feel bad saying it all negative stuff for some reason because it's Mania. We're supposed to be feeling good. But anyway, I'll deliver it, Calmania 3. But here's the deal. Regardless of Sheb's thinks I'm going to be there or not, fucking jabroni. That was great. That was great getting him worked
up. You should have gave him the fucking Scott Hall.
And you know he had nothing to do, too, right? Like, he just was like, I'm going to the North Shore. He threw out, like, any random stuff. Like, you know, yeah. I'll head out to the North Shore after this. All right, anyways, I see you missing him. all right. Okay. Here's something that was. Oh, no. That was terrible. That's not good. All right. I thought Randy Orton cut a great promo. The most reliable guy in WWE, Randy Orton, who probably should just hold the title. Should probably just been the, you know, Randy Orton. I like his promo of like, yo, I like, he's just kind of like, I know how far into hell I need to sink to make sure the Fiend is out of my life for good, because he's like, we're cut from the same cloth, you know. I like that he's like, yo, I'm Fiend. You think you're so scary, but like, I'm the biggest piece of shit of all time. And so he's like, almost like he's like, I'm gonna take a fucking advance out on my hell trip to hell that I'm taking when I die, and I'm gonna see you there. I think I kind of like that wording. That was good. And then Alexa, whew, what a fantastic actress Alexa is. Can we just take a second there? Like, I know she's very Disney. Like, she loves Disney. And she's clearly playing it very, it feels like a goofy movie style. Like, she's clear, it's very Disney. So I see, like, what her motivation is. But, like, what a fucking amazing performance from her. It wasn't cutting. It was really great. And her makeup looked amazing. She's a mega babe. And then they just had to be said.
Facts.
Yeah, it just had to be said. She's what a gorgeous person. But anyway, folks, then they panned to the fucking Fiend. What was that?
He was just chilling on
He's
the
like,
fucking...
yo, what's up, bro? What's up? Was that him or was that a puppet?
That was him.
That was him.
He's like, yo, I'm just posted up in the
swing set. On the swing set.
So, about to hit up those horses on springs. That's all about.
Get the bulldozer machine in the sand.
Maybe if I got time, I'll play some tic-tac-toe in the jungle gym.
He was eyeing up the playground. I mean, that was like, I was like, boy, oh boy, was that stupid. But I also was like, it didn't like bother me, but it did dawn on me that Bray, who's like a killer on the microphone, there silenced him, right? Like, you're like, you have Alexa, but the feud is not Alexa versus Randy. You know, like, the feud is, and like, you want to see these, you want to see.
Know what it is anymore. I don't even know what
it is. It's the same. They did it again. They somehow ran back another nonsensical Randy Bray match.
No, it's
3 years later.
Like,
4 years later.
Look at it. Like, how far is Randy going to have to go? Like, is the Fiend, is Bray ever going to go away? He just keeps.
Oh, yeah.
He's like just chopping it down as far as he tried to burn it alive. And
yeah, how do you heighten incinerating someone to death?
I don't know.
Well, he has to. I think that
consume him.
Maybe we find
has to fuck him. Eat him. He has to eat him. No,
he's
got to
fuck him and then eat him.
If he fucks him and then eat him, Randy will be my only guy. All right,
obviously.
Yeah, is there a praying mantis?
That would be, and then that would only be topped off by the Fiend coming back again 3 months later as like a hamburger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the Hamburglar.
Yeah. I have no idea where you go from here. I know they won't nail it.
Randy Orton has to die, right?
No, he needs to take a dip in that swamp that Braun Strowman went.
Oh,
in,
the
right?
swamp
he needs
of
to go take a swim.
Rejuvenation.
Yeah.
That it did nothing.
Are we
going to
get cinematic match?
It made Matt Hardy leave the company. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to have a cinematic match. My guess is it'll start in ring and then go. There'll be like some stuff. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's what brought it. Turned him into a train. But, Phil said that is so true. Braun went into the lake of reincarnation and turned into a train.
His original form.
They don't like. If, it's like Vince does not care about
sound like a giant choo-choo train.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. That pan out was so fucking weird.
So
it was so weird. And I
fucking arm up on the rope.
I'm already over.
We're gonna get some ice cream after this.
Chilling.
All right, you about done?
Well, we'll see what happens there. But it is like, it's kind of weird that I had this feeling where I was like Bray. I was like Lashley, and I was I don't know why I had this thought, but I think I was watching this, and I was kind of like, how do I fix this mania? Which is like, you know, and I was like, they probably should just kept Fiend, like if Fiend feels like he could main event Mania. The problem with Fiend is his matches kind of stink, right?
There's already a gif of Fiend chilling.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I like it.
It's just such a funny, like, casual
his arm
stance.
I could watch it over and over.
All right. Anyway, I don't know what to say about Rain. I like that those two are wrestling each other. It's just
I like how they use the LED boards as a background for like the playground. You know, like they have it set up like that. That's sick.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, production in WWE is just amazing. Like Bobby Lashley has this gorgeous new entrance. It does nothing for me.
Speaking of production, real quick, What about Matt Riddle's
okay,
birds?
Let's move on to Matt Riddle for a second. I have a lot to say about. I actually have a lot to say about Matt Riddle this week. So Matt Riddle. He flicks off his sandals, his slippers, and then all of a sudden it exploded birds, right?
It exploded into a cloud of macaws.
Was that a high thing? They're just leaning into him being stoner. Weed's legal in New York now, folks. Let's do it.
What the fuck was that? Why? What's the connection? Is it like surfer? Stoner, surfer,
he should come out and
fuck.
You guys, I fast forwarded through this segment, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my,
it sounds really funny.
Aaron,
when he kicks off his, he comes into the ring and kicks off his flops.
He gets like an explosion, and then a graphic of birds come out of his feet.
Like David Copperfield releasing the doves. Like,
much like Bram Stoker's Dracula, like bursts into a cloud of bats. His chonklas turn into. Birds.
I have to look this up on.
Yeah, like so. It's crazy. And then he has a match with Sheamus. And all right, I have a lot to say about Riddle this week. Okay, and I'm going to. I know it's like I'm gonna kind of ignore how people feel about his, about his accusations and whatnot. Because I just don't know what to do with those anymore.
Well,
they're putting him on the TV.
He's
a champion.
It's less to do about accusations and more about the way he handled it.
Right.
And more about the how he went about it and him and his wife.
Yeah, it's the same thing as Hogan,
so,
where like I'll never respect. It's like I believe people have forgiveness, but I'll never respect the way he handled that situation. So it's kind of hard for me to move totally past it. So I'm just taking him as like if I was a writer of this show and that's it. Like it's not about person.
I don't.
The birds. Well, he rode in on like a bird scooter. Maybe that has something to do with it.
I mean, it has something to do with it for sure.
Well, okay.
Sorry, you guys.
Okay, I gotta say though, I said this in the Facebook group.
Look at this.
I like Matt Riddle.
Yo,
I like that character.
Sorry.
Listen to me. I think I could speak on this from a true fan perspective, right? I had pictures with the guy. I bought the guy's fucking sandals. I met the guy. Like.
They turn into birds.
He was my favorite wrestler. He was legit my favorite wrestler.
I don't hate that, by the way.
No doubt.
It's so stupid, but I don't hate it.
It
so
works.
Funny.
Listen.
It's fun.
Listen. They're taking who he is.
WWE's going
nuts. They're taking his backstage heat. They're leaning into the fact that he's a stoner, and they're making it work. And like the dude, homeboy rode out on a scooter, forgot his lines this week. And like,
yeah, so let's talk about
it. And scoot it off. Oh, and guess what? God. It fucking worked.
Yo, so, okay. So I just want to say,
I'm sorry. I don't like
the
guy, but he's making me laugh. And I'm like, God damn it. This is so fucking
Matt Riddle killed it on Raw this week. I got to say. And not only he killed it, some of it was bad good. You know what I mean? Some of it was bad good. But ultimately, he got my eye this week. That's what I'm talking about. Like, Lashley never has a week like that. The only time we ever talked about Lashley on this podcast was when his sisters. And that was not good heat. You know what I mean? But, like, yo, Riddle this week, he has a killer match with Sheamus. Like, never forget, he's jacked to the fucking gills. He feels original. He's a handsome guy. He looks like a professional wrestler. I've always been a proponent of the talents of Matt Riddle. I've always said that he has the tools, you know?
This guy's got tools.
Yeah, this guy's got the tools, like Hassan. And he and I've always said he has the tools. And but the thing is,
never
like,
forget.
Yeah, never forget, guys. But I've always said that about Real. But I think if he can find the balance of some of his jokes are legit funny, I think. He has moments that are actually funny. Now, his delivery on them are sometimes bad, but I can, like, he's no R-Truth, you know?
Right.
Like, and that. But I've been dying to have a goof talent who's an actual threat physically, and that's who he is. He's like, he has to work on finding that balance of, like, yo, I'm chilling, it's all good, and then you get me mad, and then you're fucked. And if there's any, he has that believably, you know? He's can go. He's a mega athlete. So that, I think, is really cool. This forgot his line moment was unfucking believable. I mean, so he's talking to Oscar, and literally this, it's trash. It makes Oscar look like shit. It makes him look like shit. It's one of those just like, I passed you in the hallway while going to the ring. And then Matt Riddle is like, yeah, man, I don't know this. And then he literally just goes like, shit, I forgot where I was going with this. And he walks off. And it feels like he breaks character, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
And no, I don't think so. It feels like just like a stoner moment. I'm in straight stoner moment. Like, that's how I interpreted
it. But those pre-tapes are done. They're shot. Those are pre-tapes. They're not live. I mean, maybe they did that one live, but they. Do you think they just kept it or what?
I think they just, I mean, I guess so, right?
It ruled.
Well, the funny part is like, you know, like what I said is they turned his backstage heat, like he had a thing about him. He was right. The guy backstage that pissed a lot of people off, right?
Yeah.
And all of his work, his good stuff happens backstage, right?
Yeah.
And I think it works for him. I think none of it ever makes.
He calls the title Travis. He's like Evel Knievel on the motor scooter. I kind of like
scooter,
all of it.
The scooter's a great accessory. Like they gave him things that will work. That work. And honestly, it's a lot of the times the stupidity of it all is funny. It's, I think it's something that a lot of people didn't think would transition onto the main stage, and it does. Now,
wait, go listen back. I mean, Shebs, back when he was actually my best friend, I would always be like, yo, Matt Riddle, I think, is the guy with the talents to do big things. He has the right attitude because he's always going to eat. Yeah, and I think that now he's fine, and I think he's going to find it. I think he's fine in his stride.
Yeah, I think, and he has a big stink on him right now, right? And yeah. I think there's a lot of people that don't like want him to be around, and I think, and people are expecting that, oh, we're gonna see that, oh, the live crowd's back, so we'll have a better read on it. Nah, man, whoever's there is gonna cheer for a fucking Matt Riddle, you know, he's the face.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Like, people are gonna cheer
most
for
most fans don't
you're
know
not,
anything about you know, that stuff.
The fans coming back, you're not gonna get a good litmus test off fucking people being there and screaming their faces off in their first live crowd event. Like, everybody's gonna be going nuts for everything. Like, don't read into the crowd. Plus, they'll be piping in whatever the fuck they want. Like,
I just watched the Riddle Asuka moment live because I didn't watch it from Monday.
Yeah.
And he looks right at the camera. He's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
Do you think people would like these scooters in Japan? I forgot what I'm doing here.
It feels like a legit botch, no?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can see him look right at glances right at the camera like, I don't know what
and
I'm
like,
saying.
And like, who cares? Right?
And then Asuka's just like, okay.
Yeah, because we're dying for something real to happen on this mega overly produced controlled environment. Like, right? Like, we're just dying for it. Like, it's crazy. And then, like, all right, I'm back to being mad. This fucking New Day game night segment, New Day is over for me. That was fucking, I hated that. I watched AJ Styles going into a week out from WrestleMania, drawing a sun on a fucking easel with a Jenga board in the back.
And of course, that flat earther doesn't know how to draw a fucking sun. Yeah. That was the worst fucking sun in the world.
This is the fucking head of the Bullet Club.
Well, you see, like, here, look, I drew, this part back here is the mechanics that run the spotlight that is actually the sun that sits over the disc.
Oh, yeah.
And the clouds that go behind the sun and in front of the sun.
It's all a screen. It's all a big screen that the Anunnaki built.
What's an Anunnaki?
The Anunnaki is the, they're like the predecessors to mankind, right? Like, they're sort of like the Nephilim, right? So the Nephilim is like an order of angels in the Egyptian religion, right? And so the Nephilim, right, they evolved into the Anunnaki. and they have secret knowledge that they seek to impart to us so that we can elevate our consciousness and leave this world of degeneracy behind.
Now, AJ, are you going to be getting a vaccine?
Yeah. Okay, Dan. Yeah, I'm going to get a vaccine and get chipped. Okay, I don't want to get chipped and tracked like an animal, like you.
Wow, that's not nice, man. That's not nice.
Well, look, I mean, you're just so ready to let the government stick whatever they want in you. Next thing you know, you're going to be ranting and raving about how the earth is a sphere and the centrifugal force and the, you all know, right, bye-bye, all that.
All right, you got to go, AJ.
All right, I got to go. I'm late for my wine and painting class.
Wow! All right, that was a curveball. Yeah, this segment sucked. I don't care about why. You have the best wrestler in the world. He's about 45 years old now, still going somehow. His last Mania was a cinematic match because they couldn't do it, which was fun and cool. We all dug it, but it was definitely not what you wanted to see. You would have rather seen Undertaker wrestle AJ Styles for real, right? And now you're.
I mean, the Boneyard though. Come on.
They took the tag titles off the Hurt Business for game night on Monday Night
Raw. And by the way, I just want to say, New Day, I know you like game and stuff, and they might be sponsored by Mortal Kombat, but don't get it twisted. That shit's cosplay. I don't like it. I don't want to see Scorpion and Sub-Zero in the ring.
Come on. That's great for a tag team combination.
I don't like it at all. Don't like it.
And instead of a dragon, it's a unicorn? Come on.
No, they do it better than anyone, but I still, that segment, I was so zoned out, I was just looking at that.
They're not wearing the masks. It's just their tight.
No, those guys rule. It's fine. It's one of the best examples of it, but it still doesn't pass the test. Okay. Now, you need to do original shit. Like, I want birds flying out of your feet. All right? Now, oh my God. Now, let's go into.
Out of your stinky fucking toes.
Yeah, miasma of birds.
That's the best graphic I've ever seen.
I like the birds.
Better than, like.
No, the birds work. Roman. I hope you start smoking joints on the way down to the ring, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I need Roman Reigns to punch the floor again and have a bunch of tiny fists come flying out.
No, little dog.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Oh, man.
So glad.
And who knows? Maybe we can get those Windows screensaver toasters flying by for like Cesaro or something.
That'd be
remember
great.
When, you remember when Tony Schiavone?
Randy Orton shitting in everyone's bags.
Remember when Tony Schiavone had an aneurysm because Roman Reigns would be punching a pad? And he said, because Roman didn't want to hurt his wrist because he that, was doing it like this.
I had no problem with him punching a pad, but his response was pathetic. He was like, I don't want to hurt my wrist at all these shows I'm working. Remember that? That was so terrible. Yeah. Wow.
The pad wasn't a trigger to set off the fireworks. It wasn't anything. It wasn't like a punch pad like that.
Yeah, nothing. Or, yo, I'm doing
just like those
to protect the fucking integrity of the stage.
It's you know what I mean? Like, I agree with you when you're at the bleachers, you know? You put that down so your ass doesn't get sore sitting on a three-hour
game.
It's
like Drew and the sword. Like, they have a hole for his sword because he doesn't want to strain his arms, pushing it actually through the stage every
time. The sword always goes like... It always goes in and then falls over.
It's a this never happens scenario. He always goes like he goes a little sword limp.
Why would they have like a mold for that to just like go into? You know, like just a small bracket underneath there to keep that thing.
We
probably have PAs with rubber gloves under there.
WWE is off their rocker right now. And off the rocker, I mean it in like the sense of the quality is like Betty White's off the rocker. It's like, I mean, this thing is like this show. The right now, WWE is like an embarrassment to watch. I mean, it's I hate to say it because there's some good guys, there's some good talent, do some good stuff, and but ultimately, you're like, but now what are you saying? Too
I'm
long.
Just gonna
I'm
say,
actually I'm
no...
gonna take I'm gonna take a quick pee break, but you go on your rant. We'll keep this in.
There's just no logic, you know. It truly is. There's none. It's just a free-for-all. Like, I'm also noticing the camera cuts, like, more now. Like, there's, like, yo, just pay it. Actually, don't do it. I'm sorry I mentioned this. Because if all of a sudden people are starting to say, yo, you ever watch, like, Raw and all the camera cuts and stuff that happen?
Yeah.
It's insane. Punch, camera cut, kick, camera cut, fucking camera
that's
cut, camera
one
cut.
That's one of the, like... more legitimate, like there's all these constant criticisms about criticisms of WWE from people who, like, you know, they don't really watch, they just want to bitch, right? But like, that's one of the most accurate criticisms of the product is those zooms for a long time are just insane.
It there's just a stink on it right now. Right. You know, like it's just a stench. And I think what it is they're getting exposed. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I'm looking at, so like, listen, I know we don't want to compare and stuff, but I look at AEW and I look at their shows. You got AEW Dark, you have Elevation, and you have Dynamite. And there's a constant flow of talent across all three brands. There's right. storytelling being told across all three brands. They're doing like jobs to get you to know their wrestlers and telling like yeah. details about each person, like building characters so that when they get to Dynamite, like you're like, oh, I know these people. You look, it's just like a mess. Like right. why does not all this flow? Like it all should work together. Like it's, they need to make a change. They need to restructure. Like Mania should feel massive. Like everything should build to Mania every year. The rest is just a regular season. The Mania, WrestleMania is the Super Bowl. You can have your, you can have your,
you yeah. didn't hear any of the shit I said. Yeah, yeah.
No, you can have your specialty matches. Fine, but everything should lead up to wanting
Let's
to be a champion.
Tori.
And yep. until well, they WWE. Do that, it's just a gimmick. Right?
Eat my ass, Timberlake.
Exactly.
WWE is. Just way too bloated as a brand. Like they're not, it's not just, they yeah. don't have to just be a wrestling show. WWE, by their own fault, has to also be a charity organization, and they have to be a production company, and they have to be a...
It's why everything good gets shitty. Right. We came from UCB, like the improv company, which like just got popular from doing the best improv shows you've ever seen, you know?
Right.
Simply
it
put,
needs structure,
then they
man.
Grew. They had a touring company. Then they grew. They had philanthropic endeavors. Then they had a fucking TV company. And then it's Peter Principle, right? You're like rise to a place of fucking incompetence.
They had such a good right. thing.
But
going.
Their other major problem is that Vince has his hand in all of it, and he's an old guy, and he's still trying to control it. Like he's still sitting there every time, and he's trying to run it like it's a mom and pop. It's just very clear to me that that's one of the problems, right?
Like I said, I mean,
can I just give a fucking defense to my boy Ziggler for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Now Ziggler, obviously, I'm a Ziggler bias. Ziggler is a friend of mine. So this is a Ziggler bias podcast. So if you don't like him, whatever. I am coming from a place of knowing the guy. He had a match against, he's wrestling Rey Mysterio. Absolutely beating the shit out of him in this match. Pulls some great spots. Gives him a power bomb over the wall. Mm-hmm. Right? It was sick. And then he gave him this awesome super zigzag.
Mm-hmm.
That was clearly the finish of this match.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rey still wins this match somehow, you know? And you're like, can we not make Ziggler look strong at all?
You know why, right?
What?
Because the Mysterios are taking home the gold at Mania, baby. Dominic's about to be a champion. Let's go. Fire me up, Dominic. Come on. Come on, baby.
Shame.
Yo, Dominic. It's not Dominic. So, you know, I get my Shame. Meals.
Oh, you
I
mean
use
the drip
same,
god, Dominic?
I use the same... I use the same meal service as Rey Mysterio, Dominic, Roman Reigns, Edge, all the wrestlers. Okay, Jinder Mahal.
Edge is getting jacked off it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, yo, if it's good enough for these guys, it's good enough for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the guy who runs the company, I follow his Instagram, and he's like, I've actually DM'd him before, been like, your food rules. And this guy's like just full on like motivation porn guy. You know what I mean? And I eat that shit up. He's like, yo, if you're not working the hardest in the room, then what's the point of you? Shit like that. Oh, you know wow. what I mean?
Sounds like an overachiever.
What?
Sounds like an overachiever.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. This guy, I don't want to speak for this guy. I don't know anything about this guy. He also has some odd stuff about vaccines, but whatever. It's irrelevant.
Oh, how surprising.
It's irrelevant.
How surprising.
Yeah.
If he's getting you jacked, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, who knows what's in the food, but.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a great
Hold
shirt.
Hold the presses.
Right? Emily.
Hold the fucking
Shout out to Merch Maven. Always.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Emily for always updating everybody in the Discord about the merch.
Can I make a quick announcement real quick, actually?
Beauty.
Put a Star of David necklace on that bad boy.
Oh, did you see it when it like went
t-shirt.
Out? Look, it's even in that angle. It's way better. That's like the tones.
Bro.
It's not as bright.
Man, I fucking
get that on
God
a long
damn
sleeve.
It.
That's like the Queen Sting shirt, right?
Get it on a long sleeve.
It looks more like Danzig, but
Merch Maven, Emily James Scott, Susan Lloyd, and myself, we're going to be putting together a big merch swap too. So around Mania, I think we're trying to organize it for the Tuesday. So if you have pieces of merch that you're looking to swap, start pulling your stuff. You'll see some announcements in the Facebook group, and if you're a part of the Discord as well, we'll drop some information there. But we have it pretty much all like organized, and we'll let you know. But we're doing a big merch swap Mania week, so
I would like to be involved in the merch swap. I got,
hell yeah.
I mean, I got my hands full out here in Hawaii, but anyway, yo, it's just listen. I'm using Ziggler as an example here because I'm just like, ooh, yo, everyone agrees that if a guy like Ziggler went to AEW, he'd immediately be doing cool shit. He'd have an awesome Cody feud, whatever.
Look at his brother. His brother's already doing cool shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like you meet like so you're like you look at him. And then you kind of look at this card that has all these random matches in it. Like Sammy doing amazing work now has a nonsensical match with KO, who we've never really had that Mania match to begin with, right? And then you
never had it, no.
With Logan Paul showing up. And then you got Cesaro versus Seth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just as a random match. Mm-hmm. AJ, they're using AJ to just like be like, hey, look, Almost is going to wrestle him. Where you're like, I don't care because I want to see AJ. Like, it almost seems cool, but like the debut of Almost is not like enough. That's not like a big spectacle thing for me.
Yeah.
It's like Nicholas coming back or something.
Yeah. Raw's a mess. SmackDown has it together. But we, you know, I think it all, you know.
We haven't got to a segment that I really did not like.
Oh, boy.
And it is, Aaron loved it. It was Miz.
Ooh, yeah.
Rapping a Bad Bunny song.
Well, like I love Bad Bunny, so to see Miz and John Morrison like try to recreate Bad Bunny, you know, that really just
We know I am Donnie Takiti. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so of course everybody knows Donnie Takiti. And of course I'm a huge Bad Bunny guy. I mean, no, listen. I got no problem with Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny's is best for business. Like that's the bottom line.
He's so fine.
I'm honestly, I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Is he fine? Hot guy?
And like sensual. Yeah, he's so hot.
Is that true?
I kind of never saw him in
it. Me and my one friend talk about how hot he is all the time.
Really?
He's got this vibe about him. It's very like nonchalant.
It's like
sexy. He oozes machismo. Wow, that's wild. Mm-hmm. He oozes machismo. Like he's just got
like
that.
You saw him on SNL, right? Like that was hot.
Yeah.
I never thought of him as hot because he's always like in the glasses and then he has like little kid like braids.
That's cute.
Respectfully, I think that maybe what's happening is that Dan, I think maybe your idea of what women find hot
is Brock Lesnar.
Is Randy Orton shirtless in jeans walking away from a burning house.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
I mean, that's
fucking hot.
I mean,
did
Randy
we just take a hot
America
guy detour, by the way?
Oh, we did. By the way, hot guy detour, we'll have that sound drop for next week.
It's
in the works.
I love
it's
in
a hot guy detour. I always take it.
Yeah, we could take a hot guy detour. I mean, listen, I've never, you know, it's women in my life have told me, like, literally while I'm working out, you know, have said, I stop getting bigger. I don't like you getting bigger. And it never has stopped me. And I've always think being, like I guess it's my Long Island.
Isn't that though one of the most condescending things someone can say to somebody? Like I got it when I was
on whose end? On their end?
On their end. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah, fuck them.
It's so condescending. Like it happens too with like overweight people who you know lose a lot of weight. When you start to lose a lot of weight, you'll have people who are like very close to you in your life and love you will be like, oh, don't get too skinny. Like, I don't. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you were like a teddy bear. You're like, I had diabetes. I mean,
yeah, really.
Like,
I was. Yeah, yeah. I had back pain.
Yeah. yeah, yeah,
yeah or like, it was bad for my health. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get too skinny.
Don't get too jacked.
Shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah. That,
live your life.
That's interesting.
Get fat, get jacked.
Yeah, and they're not even strangers. It's people who like love and allegedly respect you.
I mean, are there any women who like muscles? Like, I mean, obviously, women.
Oh
yes,
of course.
What like, question is that?
Oh yeah, Aaron, you. Why am I going?
I mean, like Randy Orton is a hot guy, but he's not like sexy or like I wouldn't want to like lay with him
in a biblical manner.
In a biblical sense.
Funny, because like, out of all the things, that's exactly what I would want to do with Randy. Is just
we all want to lay with Randy.
Well, you all want to lay with Randy.
I want to feel his muscles around you.
And like know what it feels like to be held by America's stepdad.
I can feel it.
Can you feel it now?
Yeah. This is Aaron's guided laying with Randy Orton meditation.
Close your eyes and feel the slithering of his biceps wrapping around
this.
You.
I can fall asleep to
and
this.
Squeezing until your eyeballs pop out of your forehead. Hear his voice in your head.
Oh man.
I'm a snake.
He talks to you.
All right. Now, so you know, Randy, the way he likes to have sex is you're not going to expect.
Out of nowhere. He slithers in style.
It's out of nowhere. You have to sign a consent form beforehand.
Bad Bunny's hot. That's all I have to say.
Oh, man. Anyway,
that was a solid Hawkeye detour.
Yeah, wow.
Glad we took
Everybody cool down. Everybody
I think
cool
we
down.
All went. I think as a group, as a podcast and the listeners, I think we all pictured ourselves as a little spoon to Randy Orton there. And I think that was, while creepy, was also very nice.
It was. So
I have a friend who doesn't watch wrestling, but asked me where she could find Miz and Bad Bunny because she wanted to watch it. And she doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can say that she said that it was going to make her horny seeing the two of them together. So, she, you know, women have diverse tastes.
What a
wow.
What a...
Do I make you horny?
The Miz, like as... The Miz as Austin Powers, like doing his freak out. Do I make you horny? Do I?
I have been here for 12. Do I make you horny? I don't even know what's happening now, but I'll tell you what. You can tell how not into this mania we are, everybody. Let me tell you, this is Randy during. I hear voices in my head. And then this is Randy finishing. And then this is Randy after. You just had the full. You all just banged Randy. Anyway, we might have to cut this out, but
That's like part of the 7D experience at this point.
Yeah.
And then this is having sex with me. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Is this the bedroom?
Excuse me.
Durex. Do you sell Durex at this establishment? Are those cheaper than Trojans?
I thought you were going to play
anti-Semitic bit. All right.
I thought you were going to play I'm not a perfect person.
No, that's
I noticed
me
the
during.
Ribbed I noticed the ribbed I noticed the ribbed condoms are have a different shape than the regular condoms. Does that affect the price at all?
Am I paying extra for a reservoir tip? I don't need that. Do you have any reservoir tip? This is pod. I don't know what's happening today. I love it.
This is the Hawkeye detour, man.
It took us like 5 years, but we finally got you to say reservoir tip.
Oh wow! Is the podcast over? Did we find a natural conclusion?
We had a poll going. What year you'd finally get around to?
Go wrap it up.
All right. Anyway.
Run down to Walmart aisle 12. We got. All condoms for your sexy boy needs. We got rib condoms. We got long condoms. We got short condoms. All in aisle 12, your local Walgreens.
All right, where can we see you, Sean?
You can see me behind the counter at Walgreens at Five Points in Levertown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, all right, everybody. Oof, let's calm down a little bit.
I'm a thick boy down low.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, if you're a thick boy down low, you get a special condom made for thick boys down low. They're extra wide and extra short, just in case you're a thick boy. So that way, you can wrap up your hog, but you don't get any diseases. Walgreens on the corner are happy and healthy.
Wow. This is, anyway. You know, guys, feel free to DM me and let me know if you have anyone use a WWE playlist as their sex playlist.
DM you?
Oh yeah.
It's like the Jim Johnson volume.
You really
two
want that person DMing you?
Don't DM me. I don't know why I said that.
DM. You really want that person DMing?
Oh man. Hey. Like...
Well, he needs a link to the playlist.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, do you bang to Slow Chemical by Finger 11?
Honey, get ready. Here it goes.
Yeah, this is the one I was thinking.
S E single X U A L I single N T E R C single O U R S E with B. All right, anyway. All right, I tried to spell sexual intercourse. I don't know if that went well, but
sexual intercourse, nothing better.
Oh,
Congress,
man. Yo, can you imagine Brock walks into the Sable's bedroom? And like...
Well, yeah, that would actually be cool.
All right, anyway, sorry. Anyway,
they're the only couple that makes sense for.
Yeah, Brock definitely is like, yo, put my that you can imagine this. But see, that noise.
He's
like
he's at like the threshold of the door doing that like jump. Like, warm up. Paul Heyman's there.
What is this podcast just got canceled, I think. All right, listen.
Sex positive.
Yeah, it was great. Everything we said was all consensual and fun. Everyone had fun. Everyone finished and everyone was satisfied. All right. Oh, that was filthy. All right. All right. Gates. So Rhea and Oscar have a match. I mean, whatever.
That's a hard pivot. That's a hard pivot.
No, but one thing I'll say positive, this Bad Bunny thing. The Miz punch to the face looks super real. I think they
nice work and punch.
They definitely just shot that a bunch of times, right?
Yeah.
Like to get that, make that look good.
Sometimes it's just one take.
Oh, yeah. We were saying Bad Bunny being hot. You know, it's not that. It's just that, like, I've always seen him in he wears, like, the vest and stuff. Like, he. And also, I think Damian Priest is hot. That's the problem, is that I'm looking at Damian Priest.
Dan is like, you're such a body guy. Yeah, like, body I don't guy. Need Alpha to body see guy. Bad Bunny's like he's hot wearing like baggy clothes. But you need to see what he's working with in order to determine if he's sexy or not. Yeah.
Dan
like
wants
that.
Dan wants him coming out like Angel Garza.
That's why you
ripping
think Damian
off his
Priest
fucking
is-
breakaway pants with a rose in his mouth,
yeah,
oiled up, hair slicked back. He can't see through this Bad Bunny.
And we're back in the Hot Guy detour.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
It is refreshing that in like the same
way. We're never
going to
recover
way,
from that, guys. I think
no. Okay.
It is refreshing, though, that in the same way that like creepy guys will be like, oh, why does Billie Eilish wear baggy clothes? I want to see your body. That's basically Dan, like with you with Bad Bunny. You're like, what's with the baggy clothes? Let me see the goods.
Yeah. You know? It's interesting.
Dan's interested to see what Bad Bunny's going to wear to WrestleMania.
Well, I just think he's listen, I won't care at all about that match. I mean, you know, I like actual wrestlers wrestling, but Bad Bunny's like not Shaq. You know, like Shaq's huge, so you're kind of like, all right, I'll watch Shaq.
He's no Colin Jost.
Colin Jost, we all know Colin Jost. The Jost with the most. Check him out, by the way. Tom and Jerry right now airing on HBO Max. He's playing dual roles. He's Eddie Murphying, playing Tom and Jerry. I don't know if that's true. I just made that up. I've met Colin Jost a couple times. Nice guy. Anyway. Hold on. Let me just do this.
This has been a 90-minute.
Oh, good for you. Okay. Anyway,
descent into madness.
I have a couple of things here, but I don't think we need to cover it. I think we covered everything great here today. I think we did a great job. Anything else you guys wanted to say about this? I mean, the Raw, SmackDown was a fine show. Their highs were not as high as we'd like. And to be honest, SmackDown, the execution was fine, but the decision-making was off. So it was kind of like, all right, well, I guess we're not going to like just get Sasha and Bianca, not Malia. Sasha and Bianca, we don't just get to see them just kick each other's ass. Or something, or like actually hate each other.
Well, we have two SmackDowns, right?
Yo, there's why not have Sasha making out with Montez? I mean, right? Like that would be enough. Ooh. You'd just be like, have Sasha.
No, they could have had Sasha. Wait, have Sasha making out with Montez?
Or try Mac like hitting on him or whatever, right? No, they do that with every woman.
I think she should.
Every woman
beat him.
In the back, every female wrestler gets hit on by The Rock. When Lana comes in and The Rock's trying to talk about bending her legs behind her head and shit. That's swampy Rock shit, by the way. You know that he does sometimes. And like you can't have Sasha be like sexually aggressive towards Montez for her benefit or whatever. That'd be fun,
I think
right?
I also would have thought it was awesome if she would have like just slapped him at like a point too, you know, like or did something like talk shit to him or like talk down to him, you know, like and Bianca came to his defense kind of thing. Like there's tension there that they just went in. I mean, I have faith in the 2 weeks that are coming up that they'll
There's
now
one
that the tag.
One, oh, I guess there's two shows left, right?
Yeah, there's two SmackDown shows, one Raw.
Yeah, but that second SmackDown, I think they're going to use. It's going to be like Raw. By the way, all right, here's the last thing we have to cover.
Oh my God!
They top off. This is a cherry on top of Raw. We have to talk about this. Is a Baron Corbin appearance.
Oh my God! How could we forget? Yeah, that was huge.
Wild card.
They're trying to think. They're trying to like tie this story together that was like originally Bobby Baron and Drew. Sounds like some like a fucking attorney
like
at law
or an online soap store.
Bobby Baron and McIntyre.
Bobby Baron Drew. Candles.
Oh yeah, I got these sheets from Bobby
Serenity
Bobby
by
BBD. BBD. But they're trying to make like it seem like this was a thing that was like from before and like now like of all the things to do bring court. Like, what was wrong with the Hurt Business? I don't understand.
I was like, just like, oh, wait, he's not on this show? Like, why is he here?
The Hurt Business kind of stunk because they stopped being a business, right? Like, when they came out, that was what was cool. They were like, yo, you got a retribution problem? We'll do it for money. Like, that was cool. And they were like, yo, the Hurt Business, we're here to hurt people for money. And now Bobby's the champion, and they're not, like, holding up the show.
I guess
Should be like, I'm not wrestling unless you give me 10 grand right now, cash. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Like, boom.
They became more of a Hurt nonprofit.
Folks.
Oh, folks. Well, everybody, hold on.
1-800 Hurt This.
Oh, man. Anyway. All right. Look, we got to get out of here because I got to go train. I got to fight Full Metal Freedom tomorrow,
sure.
Which I'm excited about because it'll be kind of the first match I expect to be kind of down the middle. You know what I mean? For me, I'm here in Hawaii. If you don't know what we're talking about here on the, you know, you're living under a rock, follow me on at Dan Black Attack, my Instagram account. I'm posting the videos of what's going on here, giving updates, or follow at COW Podcast, Twitter, or Instagram, updates on what's going on with this King of Iron Fist tournament. If I win this tournament, Monday would be the finals. I would be fighting PB, who's already locked in, I think, for the finals. Then I would go on to wrestle in Calmania 3, Saturday, April 10th. During the kickoff show of WrestleMania in the KaZuM Thunderdome. And the match will be available for people to watch on the replay on the Comedians of Wrestling YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe right now to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast YouTube page so you'll be able to see the replay, which will be available immediately after the live watch of people in the KaZuM Thunderdome watching it. And I might not be involved. I mean, I think I'm going to be involved in this match, but I might be. But either way, this event is happening. It's sanctioned by Glenn Stefani and the Hawaii State Athletic Commission. So that is happening. So follow all of our stuff.
Yeah, can I just recap that real quick? And I typed it in the group in the Facebook group. But like for $10 starting tomorrow, and when you listen to this, if you're not a Patreon, think about this. You're going to get 3 KaZuM Thunderdomes for WrestleMania week. 3. You're going to get a new sticker if you sign up, right? While supplies last. You get the new Cal sticker.
I have under 20 of them.
Be dialing.
Right. And and what was the last thing?
The old sticker.
Oh, and you get early access to watch the Calmania 3 match.
Well, you get to watch it.
Hang on a second, Nick. You're telling me that if someone becomes a Patreon,
that's
they get into the show early. On top of all the other benefits that you just described, folks. Be dialing.
Be dialing.
But you get to watch it live with us in the Thunderdome together. That's actually it's going to be streamed live from Hawaii.
Unbelievable value.
I'll be watching if I'm not participating live in the Thunderdome, or you can watch the replay of it immediately on YouTube. I mean, I'm going to be in it, but I'm just saying. Either way, I'm just saying I'm not a fucking.
I need you to speak with a little bit more positive.
No, I know. I'm just trying. Listen, man. I'm just.
We can't get those in betweener thoughts out. Let's.
No, I know.
You're gonna be there, man.
Let's just be frank here, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be gonna beat the shit out of Full Metal Freedom tomorrow, which will be posted on all of our socials. And then like he's guy. good guy, but you know, fight's a fight. The tournament's a tournament. Things are on the line. And then Monday, I will be facing PB in the finals. This guy thinks he's gonna tap me on. I've been watching his fights. I know what to expect from this guy.
$10.
That's gonna be for the King of Iron Fist tournament. You'll be able to see that. And then if I win that, I'm on to face Shebs, whether he fucking likes it or not, in Hawaii, at Eva Beach, going into enemy territory. Yeah. That's probably the part of it that makes me the most nervous is to go over there because who knows what this guy's going to have in store for me. But fuck it, I don't care, man. Like, I'm surprised at myself. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. I'm jacked up. Mm-hmm. I'm watching, you know, I'm watching some footage and I'm doing my thing. And,
you didn't get a D-plus in gym.
Hell no, did not. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. And everybody, spread the word of Cal. Yeah, that's all it is. That's everything. You know, we're watching WrestleMania both nights in the Cal Zoop Thunder Dome also as well, which we said already. Hey, all right, that's everything. Fucking join the Patreon. I don't know what else to say to you guys. Patreon.com/ComedianWrestling. If you're listening to this podcast, you will not regret it, especially because you get access to our Discord, which we didn't even talk about, which is going
a lot of you
all day long. Using Facebook group is for talking about wrestling at 4 in the morning. The Discord is going, I mean, my whole house is bloop, 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 my whole thing. I don't know how to turn that noise off, but there is a way. Don't get nervous. There is a way to do it. I'm just getting my ass kicked. And everybody, thanks for guys for sticking by. And everybody, I know we missed a bonus episode this week, but last week, but this, because I'm in Hawaii, this episode went super long. We gave you, I mean, this
episode.
We'll
make it up to you tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll make it up to you tomorrow.
But let's post this whole thing on the main feed, I think, because it's fucking. People need this. The folks need it. With this mania build, they need it. The people need it. And then go to patreon.com/comedianswrestling. And everybody, keep watching wrestling.
Mahalo.
Kisses. Mahalo, bro. Bringing the title home, baby.
Let's
C-O-W.
Go. Come on.